going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is draft day! Draft day! In the pre-show, we were talking about people who have aged well. I saw Clooney the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally showing his age.
Yeah, he's looking a little bit old.
He dyed his hair.
Oh, did he?
He looks worse with the dyed hair.
It's jet black.
It's jet black.
Oh, no.
Which I think makes you look a lot older.
Yes.
Like, you got to at least go salt and pepper there, Clooney.
What about his beard? Does it match, or is it salt and pepper beard?
Salt and pepper beard.
With black hair.
Yes.
Bad.
Which, buddy, we've seen you. You're in the public light. Like, my dad used to dye his hair all the time red. When he was growing up, he had red hair, red beard. Like, every now and again, he would dye his hair red. It's like, Dad, you ain't fooling anyone, man. You don't need to do that.
Oh, he did.
What are we doing, Clooney? Yeah. Meanwhile, people texting in Marissa Tomei at 60 years old and absolutely 100% correct.
Yes.
She is Aunt May in the Spider-Man flicks, and she's a smoking hot aunt.
Yes.
Just calling it like we see it. You can give us a ring in the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Merrill Hodge was on with a competing radio station yesterday. Nice of them to finally start covering the NFL draft just 2 days out. So he was on over there and absolutely ripped Shador Sanders a new one. But before we let you hear what Merrill Hodge said about Shador Sanders, how about Merrill Hodge's scouting report on one Kenneth Shane Pickett? Merrill went on the Zach Gelb show, an Odyssey property, went on the Zach Gelb show before Kenny Pickett was drafted. I think Zach Gelb is really good at his job. He's really good at interviewing. And he asked Merrill, what do you think about Kenny Pickett if he winds up being a Pittsburgh Steeler? And here's what he said. He doesn't have to carry the load, but he does have a real special skill set that will allow him to be very successful in this league. He has the skill set to help you win a championship. Now, there was no ellipses and then as a backup quarterback. No, Kenny Pickett could be a championship quarterback. That's what Merrill Hodge said about him. And it didn't work out here in Pittsburgh. Like, Merrill was wrong. He could not lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to a championship. And they felt so strongly about that, they moved on from him after 2 years. So that was Merrill Hodge's scouting report. Steelers fans yesterday go, oh, Merrill doesn't want Shador Sanders. Merrill knows what he's looking at. Everyone's got different opinions on these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Merrill Hodge saying something doesn't rubber stamp, oh, I'm always right, I'm Merrill Hodge. No, you swung and missed on Kenny Pickett. So did Ben. So did I. I mean, after his preseason 2 years ago, I thought, oh, my God, they do have a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody with eyes thought that. Ben thought that. Obviously, Kevin Colbert, who I think could be a Hall of Fame general manager, thought Kenny Pickett could be the guy. It's not some great sin, but just as context, Merrill was wrong. Here's what he had to say about Shador Sanders. Quote, let's go to the IQ level. He ain't even close to Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud. He ain't even in that ballpark. He can't handle the expectations that are coming his way. He's going to be an epic failure, and he's going to set your organization back another 2 or 3 years.
Huh.
I don't know that anybody's comparing him to Jaden Daniels or CJ Stroud, but the one thing that pops up on every single scouting report that you see for Shador. Every single one. I mean, seriously, everyone, high football IQ, can throw guys open.
Uh-huh.
Anticipation. Understands defenses. Understands what defenses are trying to do. Understands how to attack defenses. How to make calls at the line of scrimmage. Leverage that corners have. All those kinds of things. A lot of people doubt his arm, his mobility, his pocket presence. Nobody apart from Merrill Hodge is questioning this guy's IQ. Nobody.
No.
Not a single person. So I think that that's bad analysis. Like, you can maybe think he's going to be a cataclysmic failure. You're going to find a laundry list of people that feel that way. You're not going to find one that questions that guy's football IQ except for Merrill Hodge.
Merrill Hodge just doesn't like Deion and doesn't like how Deion has done things and doesn't like how Shador does things and has to play that quarterback position. I mean, you hear it growing up. You know, these old school, you know, mentality, former players, whether, you know, or former coaches, quarterback has to be a certain way, have to be a certain height, right? They have to have a certain look to them, you know, preferably be married. You know, that's how old school players and old school coaches and analysts think that the quarterback position should be
done. That's right.
Done.
That's a good point by you.
That's, I mean, that's, the, you know, and, you know, Shador Sanders will flash his watch. You know, he's flashy. He'll say whatever he wants. But the IQ thing, like, let's not make this rocket science. The guy is the son of a Hall of Famer. He's going to know football as the day that he was born. He's going to learn how to hold a football better than probably 98% of kids out there. Just the little things, the football IQ is going to be through the roof. And then you put on the film and actually do the X's and O's, he does that very well, you know, too. So I don't buy the whole, hey, Shador Sanders' football IQ is low. It just doesn't make any sense. And I've said this to you, and I've said this to people a bunch of times, you don't make it and do the things that you do in college and make it to the NFL and be regarded as a first-round pick by being stupid.
Correct.
It just doesn't happen, especially at quarterback. There's not one – well, especially at quarterback, you have to have some type of intelligence to play quarterback to be drafted in a high round and have a good IQ of what you're doing at the quarterback position.
Yes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Like, Desmond Ridder has not turned out to be a good quarterback in the NFL. But the thing about him was, he's a good processor. So I'd feel the same way if analysis attacked his processing ability when every single other scout felt really good about that part of his game. There are tons of red flags with Desmond Ridder. Just, again, pulling up this random name. Processing wasn't one of them. Processing, intelligence, football IQ. You cannot knock that for Shador Sanders. And the other problem I had with the analysis is he can't handle the expectations that are coming his way. Really? See, I think that became part of the problem for Kenny. because this fan base got toxic in a hurry for a couple of different reasons. You know, you have the Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, Tri-State area, all these fan bases arguing on social media, people who were more willing to defend Kenny, people who were more willing to be critical of Kenny. So you had that aspect. You also had the following a legend aspect. And the expectations were high because a lot of us with our own two eyes saw Kenny Pickett elevate the Pitt Panthers football program. The spotlight was on him. I didn't think that would be an issue. You said it from day one. It's going to be harder than a normal first-round quarterback even. And there's always expectations on a first-round quarterback. It's going to be harder on Kenny Pickett because of where he went to school. And then the whole Dan Marino thing comes in. I think that Shedeur Sanders is not only a guy that can deal with the spotlight, I think he can thrive in the spotlight. From the day he was born, his dad's a superstar celebrity. He goes to Jackson State, puts up a lot of numbers, has a lot of success, goes to Colorado where they were historically bad and has them a player or two away, frankly, from going to the Big 12 championship game in year two. This guy can handle the spotlight? Are you kidding me?
I mean, his life is toxic. I mean, every single day. You know, if his dad says something, then that goes to him, and he has to answer for it. And it's been like that for years. So, I mean,
that's right.
I mean, he can handle that. You know, he can handle scrutiny. He can handle, well, I think that he could handle those tough situations if he were the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, because he's in that situation every single second of the day. He has been. He's used to it. He knows how to do it. He knows how to deal with it. And he kept playing. He kept getting through it. And, you know, and now he's seeing himself possibly being a first-round pick. So I think that he can handle that stuff.
I'm with you. Every single quarterback that's drafted in the first round is going to have a ton of pressure. And every player in the NFL has pressure on them to keep their dream alive, to keep making rosters, or to stay in the starting lineup, or to make your next contract. There's pressure on all these guys. But when you are a franchise quarterback, there is a ton heaped upon you from day one. It ain't like back in the day when the blonde bomber walks up in here, Terry Bradshaw, and you get 4 years to figure it out. No, you don't. Kenny Pickett was gone in 2 years, so there's a ton of pressure. But this guy's been dealing with the spotlight his entire life. So when Merrill says he can't handle the expectations that are coming his way, hey, intelligent people can have a disagreement. I totally disagree with that. And I absolutely disagree with the IQ comments. And maybe I'm taking them out of context. I'm not going to pretend like I listened to the whole thing. I read quotes. Maybe I'm taking it out of context. And maybe he's only comparing him to C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels. But if one of your knocks on Shedeur Sanders is that he does not have a high football IQ, I think you're out of your mind.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.